given that this is a beautiful Friday morning, is it's time for the weekly feed, and Alison from BQ Blog is in. A very good morning to you.
It is a lovely morning.
Is it not gorgeous out there?
Yes, yes.
And I say this as someone who loves his cold weather. I'm loving today.
Absolutely.
I really am. What has been going on in your world?
Well, we've been investigating a number of Indonesian places. So, you know, the weather's warming up. Let's get close to the equator.
Sure.
Why not? But we're going from, I think, the gamut of probably one of the oldest Indonesian restaurants in Sydney. Well, not I can't confirm it, but no. I suspect it.
Okay, good.
And that's Riasari in Barker Street in Randwick.
Oh, yeah.
If you know, if you went to UNSW or something like that,
you probably know it.
It's still going. And it's still, I think, the same owners. They've been there for about, I think we asked them the other day, over 20 years.
Wow.
So they're chugging along. And it's a really simple Warung style food. So and it's Indonesian Chinese as well. So it's a little bit different to, you know, what you might, you'll get pork there and things like that that you might not see on other Indonesian menus.
No.
And it's simple, you know, but great, you know.
It packs in flavour.
Yeah, absolutely. And we had a, you know, fantastic noodle soup with meatballs in it, which is called bakso in Indonesian. Mm-hmm. They talk about their meatballs like that. That's the name.
Bakso.
Bakso. And, you know, you can get all different types. You can get beef or fish, different types of meatballs.
Oh,
and they're lovely.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. And the broths are very clean and very light. And, you know, some vermicelli style noodles in it, a sprinkle of fried onions on top. Just really nice.
Yeah, yum.
Yum. And if you're feeling a little bit under the weather, often kind of a broth like that is just perfect.
Isn't
you
it
know?
Fantastic?
Yeah,
it's cleansing
instant, yeah.
almost sense to it.
Yeah, and so great things there, and things like nasi goreng, so your simple fried rices, simple fried noodles, mee goreng. So, you know, it's just really simple, basic, good student food, I think.
Good.
And I love it.
Yeah.
And then the other place, sort of right at the other end of the spectrum, is a place that's in Chinatown in Haymarket on Bijou Lane.
There's a Bijou Lane,
Bijou Lane
in Chinatown now?
There is. Oh, it's always been there.
I've never seen
it. You need to get up in Chinatown more. I think it's a remnant from when Her Majesty's Theatre was there. So, which
now
is a long time.
Now I know the area you're talking about. Yeah,
that is a long time. I did actually go there once. But it's around the back of the Rendezvous Hotel, I think it's called. And there's a couple of little places there. There's Crispy Roll there, the Vietnamese place. But there's another little place that's just open called Kuseka Cafe and Warung.
Kuseka.
Yeah, and what they're doing there is a little bit more modern Indonesian.
Okay.
So you've got bowls of rice with chopped corned beef and cheese, which is fantastic.
Wow.
Or noodles too. Mm-hmm. And this is apparently a very common late night Jakarta snack. So after you've been out in your internet cafe for years of hours playing on your computer, you go out and you get one of these bowls of very, very much comfort food.
Yeah, that is very comforting food.
Yeah, yeah. So, because I thought, oh, chopped corned beef, like that doesn't sort of set. That's a very strange topping. But apparently it's a really, really common bit of late night after the event. And yeah, it's really fabulous. So they're doing bowls like that, either of noodles or rice. And they're making Indonesian coffee, tea tarik. So they're kind of bringing a little bit more of a modern sensibility.
Slightly elevated?
Slightly elevated, which is not often the area that we go into.
No.
But I do love it. And I love seeing, particularly like when you get, so this is sort of really, we're going from people who have been running a restaurant in Sydney for 20-odd years to people who are just starting out and have decided to, you know, put a little twist on the food that they know, but not too far off the spectrum.
Now, jump back 1 second, though, because I know nothing about Indonesian coffee. What's an Indonesian coffee like?
Indonesian coffee is usually quite stronger. and if you can, I didn't see them making it this way, but they make it often in a sock. Not a dirty old sock that they just whipped off and cured for a while. But it's like a Hessian sack. And you put the coffee in that, and then you dunk that into the hot water, and you dunk it in and out. So it's like a massive coffee bag. Yeah, and then it it's brewed quite thick and quite hearty.
Okay, so
which is fantastic.
This is in Bijou Lane.
Yes, so that's in Bijou Lane. So yeah, and I think this kind of it's a nice dichotomy to really sort of go. Let's have this real classic Indonesian food, and let's have this new version as well.
You've got me so disappointed that Sydney doesn't have a proper nightlife, because that corned beef, cheese and rice after a night out, like forget the kebab. I'd go and get a bowl of that on the way home. That sounds absolutely amazing.
Absolutely. But look, the other thing you can have, which is another Indonesian thing that I have been secretly really loving, is, you know, the Indomie noodles? You can get Indomie chips. Potato chips. Now.
I did not know that.
They are unbelievable. You open up the pack. So this is, we're really getting into the late night necessities here. You open up the pack and it smells exactly like the noodles and the five little sachets that you sprinkle on the noodles. And
where do I get these?
In Chinatown, you must rush out afterwards. So New Yen Yen, the grocery store there in the Prince Centre has them, and they have them in the IGA in Market City as well. And they're just fabulous. I can't get enough of them.
Alison, you've absolutely made my morning with that. Hey, where do people read more about what you guys do?
On b-kyu.com.
And as always, we'll have a link to that up on 2SER.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll talk in a couple of weeks' time.